All right. Hello, Divine Ones. This is Reverend Ann Priswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We're here for the February Divine New Moon Magic Call. What we're going to do in this call is just really connect with what it is we want to create in this next month. And I hope that you've taken some time to think about what you want for this upcoming moon, you know, for this whole moon cycle. Because we're going to come back together again in a month and take a look at what we set intentions for this month and see what happened. And there's something very powerful about writing it down and stating that this is something you intend that will get completed. Again, like I said, not everything will get completed. But if you don't write them down, the question becomes how many will actually get completed. Tapping it's an energy technique. And what happens with tapping is it shifts your energy from a sort of a yeah, right, uh-huh, sure. Yeah, I can get all that done. I don't have somebody to help me, or whatever the yeah, but conversation is that stops you from taking the action or from allowing the divine to create magic with you, create miracles, if you will. It will remove that or soothe it and allow it to just be calmer. Your life flows more easily. Tapping allows you to just enjoy your life and allow it to flow so much more easily. Okay, let's put things off to the side and take in a nice deep breath. And let's call in our guides and call in our angels. And we say thank you for the opportunity here to connect again with the divine, with you, to get the guidance we need and the support we need in a healthy, connected way. We are grateful for the divine ahas, the divine downloads that occur during this time and that continue to occur throughout this new month. We are grateful. We are grateful. We know that only love is spoken here. And we receive the ahas. We receive the shift, the transformation, the change in our focus, the change in our thoughts regarding what it is we feel called to do. And we say thank you, and so it is. So even though I feel all of this resistance to creating what it is I want so much within my heart. I want this clean space, this organized, beautiful space. I want this business. I want my work to get out into the world. But I have resistance. I want that healthy body, but I have resistance. I want more money, but I have resistance to creating it, to doing what I need to do to create it. It feels hard. It feels arduous. It feels heavy. And I don't like doing things that feel hard and arduous and heavy. I like my life to just flow with more ease. Can I just have what I want, please? Can I just have what I want, please? And even though the answer to that is yes, yes, and you can, and you may need to do some things in order to create it. You want your taxes done? You need to get your information together. You want your guest room cleaned and organized? it's time to start going through the piles. You want your business with systems that flow and create ease? It's time to make friends with systems and see all the ways in which systems are working for you now. Ready for more clients? It's time to create the space for them in your work, in your life. So even though I have resistance to creating what it is I want, I'd much rather play. I wonder if it's possible to view the things that I do as playing. I wonder if it's possible to view organizing as playful. I wonder if it's possible to view systems as playful. Okay, maybe that's a stretch, but maybe I can view them as a little lighter than I have, to see all the ways systems support me in having more fun and more freedom and more time to do things that I want to do. To view the way that systems ground me into my work, into my life, into my body. To see how when a project is done, a room is completed, a wall is finished, that frees up the energy for other projects to be created. To enjoy the process of co-creation with the divine, of discovering and creating and cleaning and organizing and straightening up an area that then when you look at it, you go, ah, that's beautiful. That makes me happy. That makes me proud. I feel good about that. And I can have fun while doing it. To let go of any expected, it must be done by, and in a certain way, by a certain time, to the best of my ability. To allow the divine to show me how it can be fun, how it can be ease-filled, how it can be light. I allow myself to receive the information on how caring for my body can be fun, can be a source of pride, can be a source of joy, how I can create partnership with the healthcare providers as well as with energy workers, those who help me in other ways, that I can trust those who show up in my life to help me. I can trust in their wisdom and their knowledge, and they can help me find my own true way. That I can trust the divine to provide the right people at the right time for whatever support I need. I can trust that I am guided at all times, in all ways, always, that I have what it takes to create what it is I desire. How could it be otherwise? That when a dream has been put in my heart, there must be a way for it to fulfill. The dream of an organized home, the dream of a beautiful business, the dream of systems and marketing that is filled with ease, of getting my work out into the world in a way that suits me, a way that fills me with joy. I trust that there must be a way. and that I have everything in me to be able to find it. It's already there. And I can find it. I have what it takes. And I can tune into my divine guidance and allow it to show me the way. To allow those who are here to help me to show up at the perfect time, in the perfect way. I have this vision of creation, of co-creation with the divine for my next month. And there are many things for me to allow. And I'm willing and able to allow them in. I'm willing to allow the support in. I'm willing to allow the way to be shown. Even if it's one step at a time, that's okay. I'm willing. I say yes in my heart to my vision, to my dream. I say yes, and I call it in. I call the way in. I call the people in, the support in, the ideas in, and the willingness to take the action. I call it in. And I let go of my fear. I say yes. It is a gift I give to myself in the highest, highest form possible. This is my truth. This is my truth. This is my truth. And so it is. All right, nice deep breath, everybody. If you haven't written your intentions or you haven't completed them, go add to them, go, you know, change them up a bit, and allow the divine to work its magic in this new moon and the full moon all the way through to the next new moon. And I will see you on the next new moon call, okay? And we'll share about what exciting things have happened this month. Have a beautiful month, everyone. Go get your divine on. Bye, everybody.